From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith, reporting live. North Korean state media report that General Kim Rok-yeom is saying that Pyongyang is about to take military action targeting the U.S. Western Pacific territory of Guam. The island is home to sizable American Air Force and Navy facilities. General Kim said the North would finalize a plan to, by mid-August, to fire four mid-range missiles toward the island. After passing over Guam, they would be expected to land in waters 30 to 40 kilometers off the shores of Guam. State media KCNA said the plan, which was unusual in its level of detail, will then go to North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and, quote, wait for his order, according to General Kim. About 163,000 people live on Guam, about 7,000 of them are American military personnel. General Kim's edict was the latest retort in a swift and potentially deadly exchange between North Korea and the United States. Earlier Wednesday, U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis said North Korea risks annihilation if it starts a war, and said it must end its pursuit of nuclear weaponry. In a statement, he said North Korea should cease any consideration of actions that would lead to the end of its regime and the destruction of its people. The nation, he said, must choose to stop isolating itself and stand down in its pursuit of nuclear weapons. He said the U.S. and its allies now possess the most precise, rehearsed, and robust defensive and offensive capabilities on Earth. You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington. Kenyan opposition leader Raila Odinga said Wednesday that hackers carried out, quote, massive and extensive fraud against the Election Commission's computer system, resulting in what he asserts are fraudulent vote totals, showing him well behind President Uhuru Kenyatta. The Independent Electoral and Boundaries Commission website at midday on Wednesday showed about 94% of ballots had been counted, with Kenyatta leading 54% to 45% in his bid for another term. Odinga read to reporters from a document spelling out his accusations that hackers accessed the IEBC's database during Tuesday's voting and altered the results for the presidential race and for other races. The International Organization for Migration is calling for rapid action to prevent a cholera epidemic in South Sudan from sprawling out of control as the rainy season in the country progresses.
IOM spokeswoman Olivia Hayden tells VOA a combination of factors, including the ongoing crisis, the rainy season, and the movement of displaced people across the country, is making it extremely difficult to contain this deadly disease.
So if you are maybe infected with cholera or someone in your family, if you come in contact with it, and then you move to a different part of the country, you're also bringing the infection with you. We hope that it doesn't spiral out of control, and IOM with our other partners in the UN and NGO implementers on the ground are working so it doesn't.
Hayden says IOM and partners are leading oral cholera vaccination campaigns across South Sudan. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The State Department says it expelled two Cuban diplomats from the U.S. in May after Americans suffered what it would only call physical symptoms caused by, quote, incidents at the embassy in Havana. State Department spokeswoman Heather Nauert said Wednesday, "We don't have any definitive answers about the source or the cause of what we consider to be incidents. We take those incidents very seriously, and there is an investigation currently underway." Nauert said the U.S. first learned of the incidents late last year. Hurricane warnings are out for parts of the central Gulf Coast of Mexico after Tropical Storm Franklin strengthened Wednesday into the first Atlantic hurricane of the season. Forecasters predict Franklin will make landfall between Puerto Veracruz and Cabo Rojo, Mexico, Wednesday night or early Thursday. You can find more on these late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com. I'm Jonathan Smith, reporting live from VOA headquarters in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.